fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from Deep Mountains of Missouri, Missouri. On Thursday, it is Thursday, the 4th day of May, and I hear myself talking back to myself every time I talk, so I can't conduct a radio show this way. Hopefully, it will be fixed soon. And so let's go ahead and start with the Pledge of Allegiance, if I can do this while hearing myself repeat myself. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Kirk is gone. He was here a moment ago. And I'm having some issues here. I can't conduct a radio show while I hear myself repeat myself every time I speak. My engineer is typing a message to me, and I'll see that in a moment here. Let's see what he types here. Okay, well, we need to reconnect and do this over. I simply can't do this, and we'll do a reconnection here and see what happens. So stand by, Bobby.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight
take from the green beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret. Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We had some technical issues. They've been resolved. And the preparative today is to prepare for World War III. We're going to expand on that with my guest, Kirk Finney, the proprietor of Water Revolution Manufacturing, a complete line of water filters. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John.
Kirk, refresh your memory. You're a veteran, aren't you?
I am a veteran. Yep.
What
four
branch,
and a half years. U.S. Army Intelligence.
Okay.
Signal Security.
Okay. Outstanding. I got a private source. I announced this on Doug Hagman's show last night, but this is breaking news. The U.S. Air Force at the Davis-Monthan Air Force Base near Tucson, at that location, they have the 309th Aerospace Maintenance and Regeneration Group. That's where they keep the aircraft that are in storage. Beginning this past Thursday, a week ago today, they were taking the jet fighters out of storage, removing the shrink wrap, and they were taking off every 20 seconds for parts unknown.
Wow. That's
now, telling. Wow is right. Now, My belief is what they're doing is dispersing these jet fighters to other locations around the country in preparation for war, so that one bomb can't take out all of them, which would happen if the enemy bombed the 309th Aerospace Maintenance and Regeneration Group at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base. So the preparative today is to prepare for World War III. These aircraft, there's literally many hundreds, possibly thousands of aircraft in storage there at the Davis-Monthan Air Force Base. So the smart thing to do if you're about to be attacked is to disperse your aircraft so that one bomb doesn't destroy everything. Would it be a smart thing to do, Kirk?
Yeah, I mean, move the aircraft.
Obviously. So my private source in Tucson, I'm in touch with to get updates as they come up. At the commercial airport at Tucson this past week, signs and banners were posted, no photographs, no videos.
Right.
It was incredibly loud with a jet fighter taking off every 20 seconds. And my source has been there for 10 years, has never seen anything like this ever. And, of course, we've had almost continuous warfare the past 10 years, haven't we?
Yeah, I mean, it's the modus operandi, you know, of what we seem to be doing in the government. You know, and I think that I think you're right. Now, when you said they're taking it out of the shrink wrap, are these new airplanes or they just keep them?
No, these are aircraft in storage.
Ah, I see. So they store them in the shrink wrap like they do with the boats.
Yeah, there's this is the desert of Arizona. There's almost zero humidity.
Right.
And no snow, of course. No precipitation is almost non-existent. So it's the ideal place to store aircraft because of the climate. And the shrink wrap, of course, keeps the dust and other debris from getting in the aircraft. And so that's what they've been doing is removing the shrink wrap, getting these aircraft ready. I've never messed with aircraft. I've had. My flight log shows, I think, about 19 or 20 hours of flight training. I've got about twice that many, another 40 hours or so, unofficial hours. I've never done any aircraft maintenance, but what I would do would be to remove all batteries from the aircraft, remove all fluids from the aircraft. And there's probably other things they do, but that's the two things I would do. And then, of course, wrap them in shrink wrap to keep them nice and clean. So putting them back into service would mean installing new batteries, replenishing all fluids, whatever fluids there would be in aircraft, and then whatever else needed to be done to make sure that they were ready and flight-worthy. This is a major expense, a major undertaking, something you would not do unless you had no choice. Right, Kirk?
Yeah, I mean, all the signs are out there that we're going to have a heated situation, you know, in Europe, and, you know, if Nyquist is right, and he may well be, about the Chinese, you know, embarking, you know, to come over here. I think that we could see everything hit at once, which would be the way that I would do it if I was, you know, putting it together, make it be overwhelming. And, of course, we already know that we've sent, you know, so much arms overseas that we've left very little here in CONUS, you know, from what I understand. But we'll have to see how it unfolds.
Well, I interacted with guys with your MOS, and they were ASA guys. You were with ASA?
No, what happened was I got in right after they shifted ASA to INSCOM.
Okay, well,
but it's essentially the same thing.
Same thing. Yep. Army Security Agency.
Right.
Every morning, Monday through Friday, after I went to the, I attended the classified briefing at the tactical operations center. I was a courier picking up documents from the CIA, from Army Intelligence, and ASA. You know, the ASA facility was located at Cantor Airfield. They had a van with no windows.
Right.
That was, because of the equipment they had, it was kept air-conditioned. And these guys were in there. I'd knock on the door. They'd open the door, and I'd announce my presence, and they would go get the documents. They were all in their stocking feet, and the cold air would come rolling out of the door when the door was open for those few seconds.
That's and, right.
It was the most heavily air-conditioned location I ever saw the entire time I was in Vietnam.
Yeah, we did that too. We had the M35s, you know, with the hard back, you know, with the office back. And right. We operated out of those quite frequently. In fact, the truck that I bought was like that, and I converted it, you know, with the regular bed, but so I could use it for different things. But anyway, it's pretty interesting. So most of my work was down in the basement, you know, like that movie with Sean Connery, the Anderson tapes. It was kind of like that more than it was out in the field. But we did quite a number of bivouac, you know, scenarios.
Yep, yep. Great equipment. You guys had the best equipment. We got a caller here, Kirk. We got Mark in Texas. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, you guys hear me?
Yeah, yep. Go ahead, Mark. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good morning. Hey, so interesting topic about those airplanes taking off. And, you know,
and they weren't coming back, by the way, Mark. They weren't coming back.
Yeah. So, my train of thought is tomorrow is May 5th, Communist May Day. So would that be a good time for us to expect something to happen? Additionally, on top of that, I heard on, like, another RBN show, maybe it was Mike Rivero, the other day about, well, I guess there's like this coronation going on or whatever with the King of England or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, and then Trump took off over to Scotland. He's going to do some rounds of golf and do some maintenance checks and stuff like that in preparation for him going there as well. And then somebody was like, well, you know, would that be a good time for somebody to strike almost all the world leaders or whatever at that time?
At what time?
Well, whenever the coronation is going on and everybody's invited.
Oh yeah, well, there'll be heads of state and the representatives from the whole planet there at the same time. That's true.
Yeah, and then I guess because we had a possible botched situation with some drones that tried to take out Vladimir Putin the other day, he might be looking to retaliate and kind of settle the score. And then
that's a possibility.
So the thing is it seems like it would be a time for that to happen. And with the May Day thing, with the whole communist agenda and their anniversary or whatever, you know, something could happen, and this is where all the people flood across the border, and we're getting put into a bunch of chaos.
That's all worthwhile speculation there, Mark, but without evidence, that's all it is at the moment, is speculation, isn't it?
Well, but you're right, and that goes right back to what your prepper tip of the day is to be prepared.
Absolutely. Mark, thank you for your call. We appreciate it.
Yeah, the anniversary of the Illuminati is actually May 1st. And, you know, May 5th is Cinco de Mayo, I think. I mean, I could be wrong, but...
It is. Yeah.
So if you're in Mexico and you're a communist, you get a double banger if you celebrate
tomorrow. Cinco de Mayo has become an American holiday.
It has, absolutely.
At least with the Mexican restaurants, it has.
It's true.
Yeah, a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, Kirk, you know, we follow these issues. It's not every day that I have breaking news for our listeners, but this is a major event. I'll be talking to other private sources to get follow-up regarding these aircraft, how many, where they've been dispersed to. With all the base closings around the country, there's still dozens of places they could disperse these aircraft to, aren't there?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, no question. I tend to think it's probably going over, you know, to Europe, wouldn't you, at this point?
I don't want to speculate.
Well, you think they're just moving them away to keep them safe?
It may be a combination of both. That remains to be seen. We have a break. Break back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 4th day of May. This hour is sponsored by Water Revolution Manufacturing, a complete line of water filters, including one of our favorites. That would be the ReadyPure Countertop Stainless Steel Gravity Feed Water Filter, which instead of the very fragile, and it is very fragile, plastic spigot that Berkey's have, has a solid metal spigot that will last for generations. And, Kirk, there's a nice discount you offer our listeners. How does that work, sir?
There is. It's a $100 discount off the price of every ReadyPure that's ordered by one of the Liberty Man listeners. So we've got those in stock right now, shipping daily. And also, we've got an extra special promotion going on here for Mother's Day. We've got our Mod Water unit, which is our least expensive under-the-counter antioxidant water system available. That's for both well water and municipal water. You tell us which you have, and we configure the cartridges accordingly. And that's a great unit because it's a simple screw connect device. It comes with the stainless steel compression tubing that's used on every faucet in America. And you just create a new loop into your cold water on your existing faucet, and you now get the delicious Water Revolution alkaline antioxidant water every day right at your cold water tap. And for those that want a separate faucet, we've got those available, obviously, as well, both in brushed nickel, chrome, and the oil rub bronze. And that's at a deep discount this weekend. It's $150 off, which is a $299 price expressly just for the Liberty Man listeners. So take advantage of that. And that's promotion code MOTHER. And that's on the website, libertymanwater.com, or you can call us direct at the office, 336-525-1015. A lot of our doctor's patients really love the Mod Water unit because it takes about 10 minutes to install it. You don't need any special tools. I would say 99% of them are installed by the homeowner. And if not, you could get a handy person to put it in just a few minutes. And it comes with all the hookups and everything you need. And again, that's the Mod Water device. And that's available at libertymanwater.com.
All right. All right. And we recommend one Ready Pure for every two adults and one for every three children, plus another one unopened in the box for a very high-quality water item. Right, Kirk?
We do. It's an excellent device. I'll tell you what, guys. That product right there is the best in the business. Not only does it create a delicious filtered potable water, it'll work on really any water source, rainwater, pond water, scum water, you know, water that you pull off the street. It's very, very efficacious. It's got a very, very finely crafted design ceramic gravity-fed filter system. And we also have the antioxidant water cartridges available for that unit as well, which then become hooked up as lower cartridges on the unit. So great options, phenomenal unit. Military grade strength, and as John mentioned, that solid billet stainless steel faucet that really just can't be beat.
Absolutely. Well, this is your opportunity. It looks like we got a caller here, Kirk. We got Dave in Central Texas. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. I tried to call in yesterday when Nyquist was going on his Building 7 series. First of all, I unlike Nyquist, way with an engineering degree from the Air Force Academy and mechanical engineering. Then I also am a graduate of the Air Force Safety Investigation School, where we investigate crashes and stuff. But mostly I was just a pilot for, you know, I've been a pilot for 40 years. Building 7 is very anomalous. The other two, you know, the main buildings, you can account for those things going down when you run large aircraft into the side of them and pump them full of a bunch of fuel and stuff. You know, you can explain that. But Building 7, you really have trouble explaining why Building 7 went down. As you pointed out, the damage to Building 7 was very superficial, and that thing just kind of collapsed. And the one caller said, he said it right, you know, these steel skyscrapers or large steel buildings, they don't just fall down. So Nyquist was way off base. But then again, you know,
he was outside his area of expertise.
But he was coming on as if he did have some sort of knowledge there. And me, I try to stick to things that I know, and if I don't know it, I keep my mouth shut. Here's one thing I do know: when you see the neocons, the rhinos, the liberals, the Democrats, all back a war in Ukraine, and a guy like Zelensky, now that makes me wonder. I mean, when you have all these goofy agents supporting Zelensky and supporting the war in Ukraine, that is a problem. I don't know exactly, but I can tell you when you have bad people all supporting a certain event, you got to wonder, is that event an event you want to support too? But the thing
absolutely
I was going about today, Davis Monthan and Air Force Base, you know, mostly it's a training base now, aside that I guess I'll wait until after the
hold on, we'll wrap your comments after the break here, Dave. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Fix bayonets.
Blame Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. The John Moore get together, the John Moore Ozark Symposium is the first week of August. My guests will be my live studio audience. We'll visit the Freedom Center USA in Lebanon. The chef will prepare great breakfast and dinner for us. And I will share information privately I can't possibly talk about on my show with my private guests at the John Moore Ozark Symposium. We have a lot there at my website. Just added something today to the COVID panel. This doctor has been using thermography to take images of people who got the clot shot, showing blood clots in otherwise healthy, asymptomatic men and women, athletes even. It's very scary stuff. And, of course, the energy cleaner. We'll be talking more about that at the bottom of the third hour with Tom Berryhill. We have with us Kirk Finney, the proprietor of Water Revolution. And let's go back to Dave with your comments, sir.
Davis Monthan Air Force Base, we typically call it DM for short. It's predominantly an A-10 base. They do a lot of the storage of aircraft out there, too. But they have a operational A-10 squadron, and then they have a training A-10 squadron, at least as far as aircraft go. So it's half and half. They do, I think, all the A-10 training out there at DM now.
They do.
But the amount of aircraft that they have operational, it's not a huge operational fighter base. The aircraft the Air Force stores out there, it's really quite an operation. I took a tour of that years ago. Usually when they go out there and they put them in storage, there's a couple different versions of storage. You know, the quick storage, the aircraft that they know that they're going to be selling to other countries, and they just put them out there temporarily until they get whatever the package is that they were working on with that country figured out, and then they pull them out. And I think that's pretty much what you were talking about when you take the fluids and the batteries and things like that out. The other stuff, the storage that they put aircraft in for is for parts. But most of the stuff has gotten to the point where they've already removed the parts that they need to. Then they have this stuff where they're going to start reclaiming metals and things like that off of airplanes. So the problem in the Air Force right now, and I think even the Navy and the Army to a certain degree too, is not the lack of airframes. It's the lack of personnel to fly them. They've got the airplanes, but they just don't have enough pilots to fly them.
Right. That was my question, too. That's what my question for myself. Where are they getting the pilots to fly these planes? They must be cycling them is the only thing I can think of. They get to their destination, they get a hop back to Davis Monthan and start all over again.
Yeah, I wouldn't put a whole lot of worry into what's going on at DM now. There is a guy, pretty good YouTube coverage of what's going on in the world as far as go. That's Monkey Works. I'm sure you heard of him.
Oh, yes.
I've checked out his channel the last day or two, and he's not a whole lot with him right now. So I wouldn't be too worried about the DM situation now, but it is something to keep an eye on.
Well, it's not a matter of worried about it. It's just a matter of observation and why would they do such a thing, move all these dozens and dozens of jet fighters out of there at the same time. Okay.
Yeah, he has not covered a massive movement of airplanes outside of DM, at least not that I've seen on his watches.
Well, my private source is a private trusted source, and you know, that's why I'm putting this information out. Dave, we appreciate your call. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye.
Call number is 512-248-8252. And Dave is right. That's the main training area for the A-10s. The A-10 is a tank killer aircraft. And I've seen them do training over my area. My area where I live is a military training area for aircraft, also is marked purple on the aeronautical charts. So we frequently, usually on weekends, we see the F-15s, F-14s, F-16s, and the A-10s doing a make-believe dogfights. It's just like having our own private air show here, Kirk.
Yeah, that sounds really neat.
Yeah, it is. And they'll do their loop-de-loops, and they'll drop flares, and it's fascinating to watch what they do. Anyway, Kirk, the purpose of the day is to prepare for World War III. This is a very serious matter. We have high-level officials in the United States government talking about World War III like it's yesterday's baseball scores, taking the possibility of World War III way too lightly, in my opinion. What do you think, Kirk?
Well, we've said for years, and you for decades, that, you know, being prepared at home, you know, for any unforeseen circumstances, paramount. And, I've always agreed with that. I think that, I'd rather have it, not need it, than need it, not have it. Last week was maintenance week here on the homestead. We have a lot of different vehicles and different, farming parts and things like that. So we focused all week on maintenance, making sure that was done, which will hold if it had to, for at least a couple of years. Want to make sure and have extra fluids and filters and things on hand, for the equipment that you have, perhaps extra tires. If you know you're going to need those, during a 2 to 3 year window. And obviously, having food and water on hand, or food and the ability to create clean water, you know, in the absence of electricity. Very, very, very important. We don't know what shape any of this is going to take. One thing we know for sure, the economy is tanking, you know, here in the U.S., and, you know, we're going to run out of credit with a lot of our foreign folks that we deal with. And I just think it's absolutely essential, you know, to have things on hand for at least a 2 to 3 period of time. I mean, 2 to 3 year period of time. You may not be able to do that. But do what you can, you know, and make sure you've got everything that you need so that you don't have to venture out, you know, away from the home, if at all possible.
Very good advice. Excellent advice. And you got a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. No, I'm not worried about what's going on at Davis-Montham Air Force Base. What I'm concerned about is why they're doing it.
Yep,
they're doing this because they have no choice. It was described, my private source said, he's really scared. This is a mature adult who is a business partner in a construction business, high-end home remodeling business. Very solid guy, smart, tough guy. And he's never been—he hasn't been this scared in his adult life as what he saw there. These jet fighters taking off every 20 seconds. So they're doing this because they have no choice. They're doing this because they have to. They're either dispersing these aircraft to all over the country, and/or shipping them to Europe in preparation for open conflict in World War III in Europe. I don't believe there can be a third choice. Can you think of one?
No, I can't. And I think it's going to be all of the above. I think they're going to create as much, you know, issue as they possibly can. You know, everything we've seen up to this point, or much of it, has been psychological in its underpinning, and getting people to the point where they've been tossed around so much, you know, back and forth on different issues, that they no longer feel comfortable making any kind of judgment or permanent decision. I see more of that than anything else. And it's all because of the misdirection, you know, that we've seen in the mainstream media and elsewhere, what they're teaching now in the schools. I saw a couple of things this week that really, you know, raised my eyebrow. One was the Navy's decision to bring on a trans person to act as their recruitment spokesperson. Did you see that, John?
Say again, please.
The Navy has decided to bring forth a trans person. Or
actually, what they're using are five current active duty Navy men who already have been they're already mentally ill, dressing up in public as women to entertain the troops, and they're using these in promotional videos to encourage other mentally ill men to join the U.S. Navy as a recruiting mission here. What they're doing.
And what are those folks going to do? They're not going to drive the ships, are they? They're going to do something else, I hope, huh?
Well, I don't know what they'll be doing, but they'll be members of the U.S. Navy.
Right. Yeah, I thought that was insane. That's got to make a lot of Navy folks sick. I saw some commentary from a SEAL, and you would expect that, but I would think just the average officer. I'd be interested to see what Leon, you know, his feeling is concerning that. And then also the other thing was this whole Biden investigation that's starting to ramp up. I think there's a strong possibility that they're going to investigate Biden, find him guilty, and boot him out and bring forth Trump for the express purpose of creating more unrest in this country. I think we're going to see that in the next few months. I mean, we'll see if I'm right. And I'm not the only one that feels that way. It makes a lot of sense, you know, psychologically.
The only way to bring back Trump without an election is to show that Biden was never properly elected, which, of course, he wasn't. We got a bunch of callers stacking up here. First, a gentleman we haven't heard one for a while, Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Yes, good morning, John. Good morning, Kirk.
Yes, sir.
Just been exceedingly busy, a lot of sick kids out there to work about 6 days a week, and you know, just haven't had as much time to listen or call. I wanted to ask about this drone attack on the Kremlin from the other day. I'm not sure. Do we know if those drones impacted on the building, or explosives impacted the building, or if they were taken down by some sort of anti-aircraft technology.
Well, the Russian government claims they were shot down, but apparently they were shot down either in very close proximity or in the Kremlin is a pretty good size. I don't know how many acres it covers, maybe 20 acres or so. I don't know how big it is, but either inside or right next to the Kremlin. There's lots of unknowns here. Were these genuinely Ukrainian drones? Were they Russian drones pretending to be Ukrainian drones? I'm keeping an open attitude towards this because in time of war, the first casualty is truth. And all we know for sure is that President Putin was not there on the premises when these things blew up. So there's some unknowns here in terms of what really happened here, Glenn.
Right. Yeah, that would be similar to attacking the White House here in the U.S. or something.
Yes,
but,
it would.
Right. Yeah, the Kremlin had made the announcement that, you know, they reserve the right to retaliate or whatever, which makes sense. But I guess they're going to have to be ultra super sure of you know, who deployed those things, where they came from, who the guilty parties are, because of course we'll have the waters muddied by allegations of a false flag attack that they did it to themselves to justify an attack on Ukraine or what, something like that. So it could be, I'm guessing initially, not see an immediate attack or anything like that, but they're gonna want to be very sure of who the guilty parties are before they act, and have proof of that. So, okay, thanks. I would be surprised if they actually sort of react immediately, or even within a few weeks or anything like this, because it might be more to their advantage not to create a problem that's going to get them all sorts of accusations. All right. Well, thank you, gentlemen.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Glenn. Our next caller is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Hello, John. Hello, Kurt. I'm got drinking some of your water from the Ready Pure right now.
Great.
Listen, I'm calling now about some of this stuff. I've been able to dig up some information on these Kremlin attack. They're pretty sure that they were Ukrainian drones. There was two of them. They did minimal damage from what I can see to the Kremlin, but Ukraine was definitely behind it there. Their postal service, from what I understand, put out a commemorative stamp 8 hours after the attack, which shows, and I've seen it, it shows a picture of a Ukrainian soldier standing in front of the Kremlin with a drone flying overhead and a fire going on the roof of the Kremlin. And this is their postal service. Now, Medvedev has said that Zelensky has to be taken out. He's warning the people. He's warning Russia. He's saying this has gone too far. And he's demanding that Zelensky be taken out. And personally, and since then, Zelensky has fled. He's hiding out in Helsinki. From what I understand, he fled the country. And the great, brave leader, you know, Zelensky over there in Ukraine, has flown out and was taken in. There's pictures you can see back his convoys and stuff driving into Helsinki for protection. So there's something, whether it was a threat to Putin or not, I don't think so, but there have been other drone attacks since then. There was another one on some of their oil fields over there. And so and Russia has been taking these drones out, but evidently two of them got through. So this is about the best news I've got on all that. And as far as the stuff that's going on, your friend was telling you about the planes flying out. Listen, I live pretty close to a lot of these companies here, and about the only time I ever hear the railroad in this area, they have a branch of the railroads here that go to the main railroad yards, where the companies like, the ones that make manufactured weapons and stuff can join up with the main railroads, right? And when that goes, it shakes the windows in my house. And last night, about 3 o'clock, my dogs started barking. I woke up, I could hear it, and they ran for about 30 minutes, okay? So they're transporting something. They're these manufacturers around here that do a lot of the, you know, stuff for the defense industry here in Florida. I live down here in the, on the, what they call, in near NASA and all that area. I live in the Space Coast, okay, area. And so they're shipping stuff out. Because it started last night. I heard them last night. It went on for about 30 minutes. Usually it doesn't even go on that long. But this only happens once or twice a year, I'll hear this. And it happened again last night, and the trains ran for quite a long time. So
okay.
They're moving something.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Charlie. We appreciate it. We got our last break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know where this hour went. We had some technical issues getting started here, Kirk, but... What words of wisdom do you want to leave our listeners with this week, sir?
Well, I tell you, if you've ever been interested in having our delicious alkaline antioxidant water on tap, this is the weekend to do it with our Mod Water device. $150 off just for the Liberty Man listeners. That leaves a price of $299 for your own under-counter in-house water system that is designed to work with your existing kitchen faucet. It's very easy to install. Give us a call. Check it out. We'd love to get one to you.
All right. Well, thank you, Kirk. Just for the benefit of all the listeners, I am in almost daily contact with my private source that's getting the information out of Arizona. I'll be talking to Dave Hodges the next day or so and see if he lives in Arizona. He may have some contacts there that might be helpful. Maybe
yeah,
not.
That's
I don't
great.
Know yet. They're dispersing these aircraft either around the country to various Air Force bases and or shipping them to Europe in preparation for World War III. Maybe even going to Taiwan is another possibility, obviously. So it's something to keep track of and incorporate in our base of knowledge so that we can be better prepared for what's coming. Right, Kirk?
Absolutely. Yeah, thanks so much, John, for all the wisdom and the updates. It's real important that everybody, you know, really stay informed at this point moving forward.
It is. It is. It's not optional. It is not optional. We learn, we educate ourselves, we speculate, and hopefully we don't make rash decisions. We make decisions based on solid information. Right, Kirk?
Absolutely. As best we can.
That's right. That's the way to go. Well, Kirk, I want to thank you for being with us. We look forward to having you next Thursday, sir. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Sounds great. Have a great week and weekend. Thanks.
Okay. Top of the hour break coming up here in a couple of minutes. We'll have Dr. Lynn Horowitz with us. I like to refer to him as a man with his brain on fire. Absolutely. That's who Dr. Horowitz is. And getting updates from him on what's going on in his life, his continuing research into the effects of the clot shot, the COVID-19 vaccine clot shot, the boosters, very cutting-edge information that Dr. Horowitz brings to the table. And always look forward to our updates from Dr. Horowitz. The top of the third hour, we'll have Dr. Phil Myers with us, I believe, to get updates on what's going on with him in the metro Atlanta area. And we'll wrap up the show today with my friend Tom Berryhill, the one, the only manufacturer of the energy cleaner. It's been a struggle past 2.5, nearly 3 years with all the supply chain issues going on. Getting computer chips and other things to manufacture the energy cleaner has been a struggle, but he continues to be very diligent in getting the parts he needs to get the energy cleaner manufactured and get them distributed around the country so that people can get their lives back. That's what the energy cleaner is all about, getting your life back. People are just amazed, and frequently people, they wait a month, 5 or 6 months, wait a year or more, and then they regret having that wait. Here's our break right there.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors' banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.